Xboxes on contract, iOS 5.1.1 released, cheaper refurbished iPads, Evernote acquires Penultimate, Tiny Winks creator working on a new game, CS6 now out, AT&T's CEO can't sleep, and an awesome jailbreak tweak. It's Tuesday, May 8th, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning and welcome to another edition of iWeek. Leading up today's episode is Microsoft officially unveiling a new way to get the Xbox 360. According to The Verge, Microsoft is selling the 4GB Xbox 360 console with the Kinect for $99. With that, a two-year Xbox Live Gold contract is required, which is $15 per month. Unfortunately, or not so fortunately, if you want to look at it that way, you'll have to live near a Microsoft store to cash in on this deal and sign up for the 2 years of service. So pricing, it sounds good, $99, but overall, this bundle will set you back $458.76 over the course of the 2 year contract, as compared to a $299 bundle bought outright. Plus, if you want the Xbox Live, it'd be $60 per year on Xbox Live Gold, which can often be found at a discount. So while you save some money at the start, you'll lose money with the contract. So there you go, Xbox Live and the $99 Xbox. A few more fine points here to note is there is an early termination fee at $250. In the first 3 months, it drops. After that, it drops to $240 and then drops $12 every single month after that. So some things to note after that is that $99 plus $250 is around $350. So you're going to be paying already more than you would for the $299 console if you just did it the old school way. So unlike the iPhone and other phone termination fees, this one Microsoft will actually make a good amount of profit on. Now to some Apple news. First up is an update to iOS 5. iOS 5.1.1 came out yesterday afternoon or morning, wherever you live, and includes some nice changes, mostly bug fixes, but here's what they've added. It improves reliability of using HDR on photos, and it addresses bugs that could prevent the new iPads, that is the iPad 3, from switching from Edge and 3G wireless networks. Fixes a bug that affects AirPlay video playback in some instances, and just overall stability and reliability for syncing Safari bookmarks and reading lists, and fixes a bug that shows unable to purchase alert after you make successful purchases, which sounds like a nasty bug there. Just more of an annoyance bug. The download is around 50 megabytes and available now just by going into your settings app and checking for the latest update. And related news to iOS 5.1.1 is it being jailbreak ready. According to the Redmond Pie popular jailbreaking site, we have tested and can confirm that the current latest version of iOS 5.1.1 is ready for jailbreaking. Red Snow jailbreaking tool can be used to jailbreak the OS using an A4 powered device such as the iPhone 4, iPad 1, or iPod Touch 4. As always, new devices like the iPad 2, iPhone 4S, and new iPad cannot be jailbroken quite yet and will be probably a month or two away because they're a lot harder to jailbreak. I'm not sure why, but Apple's been taking steps to make sure they don't get jailbroken, evidently. So out of that is a welcome letter to Apple employees. It's short and sweet, and here it is. There's work, and there's your life's work. The kind of work that has your fingerprints all over it. The kind of work that you'd never compromise on, that you'd sacrifice a weekend for. You can do that kind of work at Apple. People don't come here to play it safe. They come here to swim in the deep end. They want their work to add up to something. Something big, something that couldn't happen anywhere else. Welcome to Apple. So there you go. That's the awesome letter many employees get when they join Apple. Nothing much there. Just thought I'd share it with you guys. Closing out general Apple news today is a bit of iPad news. First up is a battery life study for the new iPad 2. For those that forget, Apple is using a new version of the A5 chip for the $399 iPad 2 that wasn't in the last year's model. The new chip is smaller and more power efficient. The test demonstrated that the new iPad 2 is able to run for 1.5 hours to 3 hours longer than the old iPad 2. Some pretty impressive gains, around 16 hours of just straight video playback. Impressive gains that may make the iPad 2 at $399 all the more attractive. In other iPad-related news is Apple reducing the price of refurbished iPads. The price drops range from $30 to $50 from prior refurbished pricing, so iPad 2s now range from $319 to $629 instead of the old $349 to $679 pricing. iPad 1s, the original iPads, start at $279 and go all the way up to $549, rather than the old pricing of $299 to $599. So there you go. New pricing for all the iPads. iPad 3s have yet to make their appearance on the refurbished store, but I expect those to make their way to the store in the coming months as more and more new iPads make their way back to Apple. Now out of general Apple news and into some app news. First up is Evernote acquiring yet another app. This time it's an iOS app called Penultimate. According to Phil Libin, the CEO of Evernote, Penultimate is hugely popular. In fact, according to Apple, it's the number 4 best-selling paid iPad app of all time. When you have such a great product, the last thing, Phil says, is you want to do is mess it up. That's why Penultimate creator Ben Zotto is joining Evernote to head up future app development. Penultimate will stay a separate, elegant app and will get many much-requested Evernote improvements, including full search and synchronization. Ben will also lead the effort to put handwriting and digital ink functionality into other Evernote products and platforms. So you'll see a lot of handwriting cross-pollination popping up everywhere. This is really awesome news for me. I'm a huge Evernote fan, and Penultimate is a great app that I've owned for many, many months now and use it quite a bit. And this integration into Evernote itself, integrating handwriting technology into Evernote, is going to be an awesome thing to see that expand out, because currently it will do OCR and find your handwriting and see what it is, but there's no really way to write inside of Evernote. So this will be cool to see how this grows. So first sketch, now Penultimate. Evernote is a growing company and their growth is just simply fun to watch. And other news is a new game coming from the Tiny Wings developer. In an interview with Flow Studio, the developer revealed that he's working on a new game that should be wrapped in less than 3 weeks, following more than 10 months of development time. It'll be an iOS-only app, and no other details have been released quite yet. Tiny Wings, as many people know, is one of my favorite games, and sadly it hasn't been updated in a long time, and it feels like it's been pretty much abandoned. There haven't been any updates to it, no iPad optimized version, and it seems like that awesome app got abandoned. So I'm eager to see what this developer does for his next game. And last up in app news, I just want to briefly mention Creative Suite 6 is now available online and for sale. So the Creative Cloud will be launching on May 11th, but if you want to buy the bundles that are available, the different suites, you can get those now over at Adobe's website. Now on to some closing stories. Closing out the show today are a few odd and end stories. First up, some remarks from the CEO of AT&T. According to the New York Times, Ralph Stevenson, AT&T's chief executive officer, said that he wished the company had never offered an unlimited data plan for the device and that he loses sleep over free texting services like Apple's iMessage. Perhaps, so that's him, perhaps if you didn't gouge the customers, many, including myself, wouldn't want to use iMessage or Skype or FaceTime because they're using it because the bills are so high. So if you made a more customer-friendly business, I think you wouldn't be losing so much sleep. So Apple does it right by doing the things they do. They're not perfect, but they have the customer in mind when they do services and things like that. So your old business model may be dying out and just need to change with the times. Last up today is a new jailbreak tweak entitled Swipe Selection. Swipe Selection is a free tweak that enables basically easier text selection on the iPad. I have this installed and I love it. I talk a bit more about this tweak on iWake Again. You can subscribe over at iWakePodcast.com/again so you can learn more about that and many other things I talk about there. So that's iWake Again, iWakePodcast.com/again. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like the show, please head on over to iTunes and leave a review. I'd love it if you could, as it's been a while since I've seen new reviews there. And as I just said, iWake Again over at iWakePodcast.com/again. Great way to support the show as well as get some extra content. And thirdly, don't forget to head on over to YouTube. YouTube.com/TCHATEN, where I do several videos, including a video version of iWake. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.